We're on the second to final night of the complete works of the reduced Shakespeare Company abridged extravaganza at the center stage at the Reston Community Center in Reston, Virginia. And it's been a wonderful time, but I'm sitting here with Ali Bosted, our company manager, wardrobe and props goddess, and all things organizational. And I think you will agree, Ali, that our brains are leaking out our ears.
Oh, mine was leaking out my ears during sports the other night.
Morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 407, Executing the Extravaganza. Yesterday, we completed our extravaganza in Reston, Virginia, in which we performed 7 of our 9 shows, plus an evening of lost works in 10 days, and we're exhausted but thrilled at how it turned out. We had a total of 9 RSE actors appear, several of whom performed once, a couple performed twice. Dominic Conti performed 4 shows, and Reed Martin and I performed in 5 of the 8 performances. But the people who ran all 8 performances, in addition to the house staff out front, were the technicians backstage, most especially Ali Bosted, our company manager and wardrobe and props goddess, and Elaine Randolph, our stage manager, and Linda Eifert, the technical director for the center stage at Reston Community Center. This extravaganza absolutely could not have happened without them. And so on Saturday night, just a half hour before we performed our second to final show, All the Great Books Abridged, I talked with Ali, Elaine, and Linda about how they managed to get this baby up and running. But first, Ali asked an important question about where exactly in the process we were.
Is this the sprint to the finish, or is tomorrow the sprint to the finish?
I think this counts as the sprint to the finish, because so all we got to do is do books tonight, and Hollywood tomorrow afternoon. So by this time tomorrow, in the next 24 hours, we will do 2 shows and we'll be done.
At this time tomorrow, I will be in a car driving south, so I'll be on my way out of town.
You will be on your way out of town. Now, the extravaganza has been magnificent, and it's been a wonderful, once-in-a-lifetime, probably, event. And it would not have happened without the technical and organizational expertise, I'm sitting under pine trees, which is why I'm saying that, expertise of a bunch of ladies. Ali Bosted, our company manager, worked with Jane Martin, our general manager, and Reed to organize which shows were going to happen on what day. And how did that organization happen? What were those meetings like? Because I wasn't even there.
We looked at the calendar pages and tried to figure out how to keep people here as little as possible away from their normal lives.
Yeah.
And so they didn't have too many nights sitting in town waiting for their next show to happen.
Right.
And when travel schedules worked out, you know, when we could get Matt Croak here,
yeah,
a weekend made more sense.
Yeah.
So,
because we wanted to bring in as many alumni as we could afford to bring in, but we also had to bring in people who knew the shows and or who had done the shows most recently.
And recently didn't work out too well. Brent Tubbs was on last night, and he and I figured out we hadn't done the Bible show since December of 2007. So that was a while ago.
No, that was an adventure that we got thrown a curve because Matt Rippey couldn't get out of his commitments in London, but Brent Tubbs and Dom were able to step in for him. So there were all that kind of organization of what show to do on what night. It seemed like we wanted to put Hollywood last for this single purpose of it was the show we had all done least recently, and we wanted the entire 10 days to kind of get back up to speed with it.
To work up to it, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a fairly short show,
yeah,
really. So it would be nice to have the final afternoon be a short one,
yeah,
so we could have a party, really.
Well, and so you're the company manager, you run the office, but you also run the reduced warehouse that has all the trunks and all the props and costumes for all the shows. So what was that like, getting 7 shows all in their trunks and in boxes to send here to Reston? I see you counting on your fingers.
I'm counting on my fingers, trying to remember how many sets of trunks we actually have. We have black, we have red, we have green, we have blue. We have 4 sets of trunks, and I packed 7 shows. So some shows ended up in suitcases and some were completely in cardboard.
Okay. Because we only have four sets of trunks because we've never had more than four shows out at any one time.
No, sometimes, you know, when we went to Hong Kong, Singapore a few years back, we sent three different shows. That was fine. We had three shows going there and we had another show going in the States, so four trunks.
Right.
I split it into weekends, so first weekend came out in one shipment. And actually that one left the States while we were still in Edinburgh. And my father was kind enough to wheel it out to the curb for FedEx to come and pick them up. And they shipped while we were already out of the country.
And we opened the extravaganza on the very first night with the touring premiere, the one-night touring premiere of the complete history of Comedy Abridged, which we had just, like, only 2 weeks prior, closed in Edinburgh. So were you as nervous as I was that those trunks would clear customs and make it across?
Yeah, they were supposed to clear customs on the Thursday of the first week of September. They didn't clear customs until Monday of the second week of September, so I was watching them and talking to our freight person thinking, okay, well, if they're clear customs on Monday, maybe they'll show up on Tuesday so we can do our get-in. And they did. They showed up. I got here at 10 o'clock Tuesday morning, and they were in the door by noon. So that was nice.
That was nice. And then we did the show Friday night.
So we had a few days, but there's a lot to do, and the backdrop is a complicated piece for the comedy show.
Yeah, that's right.
So that took some time.
And so you're then in charge of lining it all up backstage. Are you lining up all seven shows backstage, or are you doing it by weekends?
Like with shipping, we did it by weekends, pulling out all the costumes, but I kind of pulled everything out and didn't pay attention to what I did and found out, and Laura has been helping backstage and she steamed for me, but I didn't do an inventory. And turns out I didn't pack Reed's shorts for the book show. And Reed's shorts for the book show, they stopped making about 10 years ago.
So they're hideously ugly.
They're what my PE teacher wore in high school, and I was talking tonight, and I graduated high school 16 years ago.
Yeah.
So I had to go find a not-so-good replacement. But other than that, we've been fairly organized backstage. We've got four prop tables, and we lay everything out as we go.
And the trunks for the next shows are sitting back in the corner. We tweeted a couple of pictures of them. They're sitting back in the corner awaiting their turn.
Awaiting their turn, and they're pretty much in order. And then last weekend's, we did a mighty shift on Sunday after the America matinee. We brought everything out of a storage closet behind the kitchen in the community center.
Okay.
And then brought last weekend's stuff. So there's a very full room waiting for me tomorrow to put a bunch of FedEx labels on and send them home.
Well, and this is probably the wrong time to ask, the second to last night of the extravaganza. But do you think we can do this ever again at a different theater?
Not next week. Not next month.
But we have learned a lot.
We've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about how to pack things in cardboard and how not to pack things in cardboard, because it's not something we do. And those boxes got heavy.
Was there anything we could do a different order of shows? Fewer actors, more actors? Was there anything that struck you as, what would be a better way to do it? I mean, you and Elaine and Linda Eifert and her crew here at the Reston Center have been amazing. They're one of the best crews we work with in any theater across the country. And they've been amazingly organized and helpful about trying to make sure we hang three drops in the air and we fly it in when we need it, or we move it when we need it. Do you know what I'm asking?
I think the way we've done it, I'm not sure changing the order of shows would help.
Okay.
I think I could streamline my packing process. You know, how many stick horses do I need to pack? How many of those Roman short swords do I need to pack?
Right.
We have three town crier bells. I could probably get away with just packing one and swap them around and probably lose a trunk that way.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, since we're repeating the jokes at all the shows, you can repeat the props.
Ding, ding.
Hi, I'm Paul Douglas McNevitz, the Director of Arts and Events here at Reston Community Center and the producer of the Reduced Shakespeare Company's Extravaganza. And you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSE? We're taking the rest of September off, thank goodness, but we'll return on October 1st, 2014, with 2 months of performances of the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged in the UK until November 20th. Plus, we'll perform the complete history of Comedy Abridged across the US and at the Marin Theatre Company in November and December. The complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged revised at the Wuxian Festival in China in October, and performances of the Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged across the US in December. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performances
seven states is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. They always ask, why are there no women in the Reduced Shakespeare Company? There are a ton of women in the Reduced Shakespeare Company. They're behind the scenes making it all run smoothly. Ish, for the most part, right? That's fair enough. We've already talked to Allie Bussett. Our stage manager, Elaine Randolph, stage managed all 8 of the shows here at the Extravaganza, working with, as it turns out, her friend of long standing, Linda Eifert, who, and what is your title here at Reston?
Technical director.
Technical director of the Reston Community Center, of the center stage of the Reston Community Center. Is this the biggest thing the Reston Center has ever tried to do?
Yes.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's been the, in 2 weeks worth of time.
I mean, I'm sure there are...
It's been the most involved, and it's just been a lot.
Well,
eight shows in 2 weeks has gotten us to the point where we're speaking a little slower.
Yeah.
And we can't find the words sometimes.
And brain cells aren't firing as effectively as they used to. I mean, I'm sure there are some theaters that do this kind of active repertory programming all the time, but I can't think of many, and I don't know if you'd want to do this 52 weeks a year. 2 weeks seems pretty adventurous. What was the first thing? All right, so Elaine, you saw what the order of the shows was going to be. Mm-hmm. What was the first thing that you and Linda started talking about in terms of how we're going to get all these shows in and turn them over one day to the next so we can do comedy one night, then Shakespeare the next night, then America the next night, etc.?
I think the first thing I said was, we need a room for the trunks.
Yeah.
We need an extra room for the trunks. And then we started talking about where everything would hang on the stage in terms of the drops for different shows.
And how many drops you could get in the air at once.
We have them all in the air, really.
Yeah.
They're just storing on some pipes,
right,
to hang out.
So you move them down.
Got it.
Elaine figured all that out and made it very easy for us.
Well, and you also said, Elaine, you might have forgotten now that you said it because your brain is leaking out your ears. You said the trick to this, and it makes so much sense as a good rule for the Reduced Shakespeare Company, we needed to work backwards. Right?
Yes. Yeah, you got to think backwards because you got to think, okay, what is the last show that we're doing? It's at 3 o'clock on a Sunday,
yeah.
So we will have zero time that day.
Right.
So, okay, thinking backwards, what do we need to be able to do when we come in Sunday morning?
Right.
What do we have to do ahead of time so that we have, like, nothing left to do on Sunday morning? Which is, you know, Sunday morning is still going to be a pain, but yeah, you have to think backwards. So on Tuesday, we loaded in Hollywood, which is the Sunday show. And on Wednesday, we loaded in Bible, which is the Saturday show.
And when you mean loaded in, you hung it. You hung all the lights. You focused all the lights. We programmed everything. So then you could then take it down, right, to get it out of the way for the next shows?
Yes. And then we hung the drop for whatever we were doing that night. Or if it was the readings, we got ready for the readings.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah,
we did each week at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first week's shows, we did
comedy, Shakespeare in America. Yeah.
We hung all and did all the lighting and cued the light.
Well, and then so then Allie could then get those trunks out of the way and move in the next 4 trunk shows worth of
trunks.
Yes,
yes.
Exactly. How many trunks are there all together?
Did we count?
No, I don't. There's suitcases and boxes as well, which is not sort of a normal tour pattern, but
right,
usually for each show there's about 5 or 6 trunks and an extra package or two.
Yeah, so there's probably in the low 40s trunks and cases that have come back here,
mm-hmm,
to stack each show. Were you guys consulted about the running order of each show? I mean, so we're going to do, the order is going to be comedy, Shakespeare, America, then next week, Lost Works, sports, Bible, books, closing with Hollywood. Were you consulted about any of that?
No.
Okay, good. Congratulations. Well done.
No, I think that was all figured out with your...
Yeah, that was... I knew that was...
As far as who was going to be in each show.
Right.
I think
so
that's how
it was
really
based, based on the priority of personnel.
But essentially, each week, you know, when Linda and I... When I came in, we came in about 3 or 4 weeks ago and actually sat down and talked about what was going to hang where and what we needed to have not move and what specials we needed to try and repeat. Because, you know, there's only so many lights Linda can squeeze up on that bridge. Although... for the last 2 days, as we started to lose brain cells, there has definitely been a point each day where I've sort of stopped talking and said, "Oh, Linda, I'm sorry, I forgot a special."
Oh, dear. I don't think we've ever used all of our lights, all of our cable, every circuit in the our front of house position because of your shows being so far downstage, you know, mid-stage down. A lot, most of it is from the front of house position.
Right.
So everything, is every little tiny space is taken in, every piece of equipment. So we had to repurpose, as we call it, different lights and circuits.
Well, and this is a funky venue, the center stage at Wrestling Community Center, because it's a theater in a community center. And it's only about, what, 300 seats?
Something? 290.
290. Mm-hmm. So it's not a large space, and it's but it's one of the most well-appointed theaters we perform in. It's one of the most up-to-date in terms of its, you know, equipment and the facilities, and the crew is one of the best we work with ever. I mean, we've been working with you guys for 27 years, but still.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
no, you That's guys are good. Awesome. I mean, I'm trying to
I
think.
Met you 27 years ago when you guys first came here, because I was working with Linda at the time. Is the flip ironic part of this?
Right. That's how you joined the RSC because you worked on one of our shows here at the center.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's. Now I wanted to say. When we got together, what, 3 or 4 weeks back, I pulled out all of the documentation from all the shows that you had done over the past, well, the most recent tech writers and so forth, and we went over what where the drops hung on each for the the last time you were here for each show. But we hadn't done comedy yet.
Right.
So that was the new one for
us. And we had that was the longest load-in. We had 3 days of planning for that.
I think one of the funnest couple moments has, over the past week has been figuring out every show has its own spike tape color.
Okay, good.
So once you load a show in and we set the drops and we're sort of set on where things need to go, we then have to cover over the spike marks with black gaff tape and then write a little initial on it as to what show it goes to. So if you actually look closely at the stage floor, it's a sea of covered over black gaff tape marks with little initials on them.
I know. So now, God, I mean, could we, what do you think? Could we do this again?
I guess we could.
It's funny because all of us in theater business are starting to do this anyway. Your brain starts working on how do you make this better? How do you make this work better? How do you, like, improve on it?
For next time, yeah.
And it's not that we haven't done something like this before with these long hours and day after day. Yeah. If we're just a lot older. I mean, older. So we get tired.
So that's what you're saying. That's the thing we're going to do right after this extravaganza is over, is retire.
Maybe so.
True.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. For the record, I checked with Allie. There were 53 trunks and boxes full of props, costumes, and drops sent to Reston. The extravaganza was a huge, unabridged success, thanks in no small part to these three ladies here. Send us your invaluable ladies via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews of this podcast on iTunes. You can interact with other fans on our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, still sore from Saturday night's performance, Matthew Croke, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Amy Nielsen. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to P.D. McNevich and Lila Gordon, our hosts at Reston Community Center these last 27 years, and the producers of this quite probably once-in-a-lifetime extravaganza. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 407 1221st of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
You know, I do have to say it is a fine line at this point in the tiredness scale between cranky and punchy.
Yes.
And I'm just thankful that I'm working with people who can laugh 1 minute, snap the next, and then laugh at snapping.
And we still love each other.
That's right. It's the Cranky and Punchy Show! This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.